Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, All Sports Band from 1981. On February 3rd, 1979, Village People's YMCA would peak at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the biggest hit of their career. The disco group was put together by two French producers, Jacques Morali and Henri Belolo. They came up with an idea for a group that would be a mix of what they saw as American characters. They eventually put out an ad calling for macho types with mustache. Each would dress in costume. A cop, a construction worker, a cowboy, a soldier, an Indian, and a leather-clad biker. The group would end up having 3 top 40 hits throughout the 70s. The idea of a musical group made up of costumed characters would inspire a Cleveland sound engineer named Tracy Coates. And before I go any further, I'm going to tell you that Tracy Coates is very hard to track down information on. I found a source claiming that he worked on several live albums like Kiss Alive, Frampton Comes Alive, and even Village People Live and Sleazy. However, I can't find his name credited anywhere on those albums, so this is another Bizarre Albums mystery. Village People's inspiration gave Tracy Coates the idea to put together another group of costumed characters, but this time, each of them representing an athlete from different sports. He thought the group could attract a large young following, and this would not just be a singing group. This would be a band playing their own instruments. So Coates took out ads in Billboard, Rolling Stone, and Variety, and he ended up getting upwards of 2,000 responses. Over the next 18 months, Coates auditioned musicians from across the United States. Not only was Coates' idea inspired by the Village People, he eventually ends up hiring some musicians that had played for the Village People. He would hire bassist Alfonso Carey, who'd played on every Village People album that had been released up to that point. He also hires the keyboardist from Village People's Live and Sleazy album, Chuck Kentis. And to finish out the group, he hires some fellow Clevelanders, drummer Jimmy Clark, guitarist Cy Sulak, and singer Michael John Tosti. Next came time to assign roles to each musician. Bassist Alfonso Carey would be a football player. Keyboardist Chuck Kentis would be a race car driver. Drummer Jimmy Clark would be a boxer. Guitarist Cy Sulak would be a baseball player. And singer Michael John Tosti was originally going to dress as a hockey player, but ended up as a karate fighter. Not sure what the reasoning was for the switch, because according to Last.fm, he didn't actually know karate, so he had to take lessons. Tracy Coates, who was now serving as the band's manager, somehow secured a record deal with Radio Records, a short-lived Atlantic Records imprint. The band, called All Sports Band, headed to Hollywood to record an album at Wizard Recording Studios. And in 1981, All Sports Band released their self-titled and only album on Radio Records. The album begins with Can't Give Up the Feeling. She can't stop, can't stop. And she's got a motor running. 'Cause love's a crazy feeling. It holds a special meaning. Despite their appearance, the songs aren't necessarily about sports, even when they might sound like they are. With titles like Turn This Game Around. I could give it one more try. If you don't let me, baby. I could change my ways. Let me mend your broken heart. I could live happy, man. If you'd only let me love you. I could hold you, touch you, show you what. Up next is Jet Set. The band would perform the song on the March 13th, 1982 episode of Solid Gold. Jet Set was also released as a promo single. Jet Set, along with the next song, Opposites Do Attract, even got performances on the April 17, 1982 episode of American Bandstand. Drummer Jimmy Clark, who's just credited as The Boxer on the album's liner notes, even has boxing ring ropes surrounding his drum kit.
Were you really a boxer, did I read? Yeah? Golden gloves?
Yeah, about 6 years ago. Lightweight. I was a lot smaller and a lot lighter back then, though.
Well, you look like you've had enough workout back there. Rest, rest, my friend. Are you all really into sports as well as music, or is this just part of the game?
Well, we are all into sports as far as we work out together. In fact, when we were putting our first album together, we were all running in the snow in Ohio together.
Well, where did a Philadelphian join this group? Did they literally audition people all over the country?
Yes, they did. He called me, he heard from everybody, and he called everyone individually.
Who is the he?
Tracy Coates, our manager.
That's the guy who dreamed up the concept.
Opposites Do Attract was released as a single and would be a minor hit for the band, peaking at number 78 on the Billboard Hot 100. The album's only other single, I'm Your Superman, is up next. It also managed to chart, but it stalled out at number 93. I'm tall. You said you love men that stand tall, they never fall. All sports band actually wrote their own songs. Singer/karate guy Michael John Tosti is at least a credited co-writer on all but one of the album's tracks. Dick Clark talked to Tosti about this on their American Bandstand appearance.
You know, the interesting thing that Tracy mentioned is you all write, you all sing. It's like five bands all in one. How long have you been together now?
Well, a little over a year, but yeah, it's a very competitive thing on stage. You're like competing against each other sometimes, but that's what makes it fun.
That's what athletics about.
Tosti was the sole writer of I'm Your Superman. In fact, he's the sole writer for three tracks in a row. I'm going to move past a song called Runaway, but here's a clip of Can't Change Destiny. He's trying to cut my wings. He wants me grounded. I've been a troubleshooter all my life, still I'm always surrounded. Despite having the most writing credits on the album, Michael John Tosti is seemingly the band member to have done the least with music after the band. These days, he is an international destiny coach, which, according to his bio on Amazon.com, says he advises professionals, including athletes, celebrities, executives, and visionaries, on their journey to fulfill their destiny. You might be asking, why does he have a bio on Amazon? Well, he's also an author, releasing a trilogy of books called The Prophetic Matrix. Meanwhile, bassist Alfonso Carey not only played for the Village People, but also recorded with Patti LaBelle, and even actress Felicia Rashad back when she was Felicia Allen. And incidentally, at the time, she was married to Victor Willis, the original lead singer of the Village People.
No way!
Drummer Jimmy Clark, or if you prefer, The Boxer, would go on to play with artists like Debbie Harry and Joan Jett. Keyboardist Chuck Kentist would go on to have the most success in music, touring and or recording with artists like Julian Lennon, Richard Marx, Michael Bolton, Grandmaster Flash, Cher, Carly Simon, and Tina Turner. He's also been a longtime collaborator with and the current musical director for Rod Stewart. While guitarist Cy Sulak kept playing music around Cleveland, he would go on to work as a coordinator in the radiation oncology department of the Cleveland Clinic. In 2014, he told Cleveland.com, quote, "I'm happy with how my life has turned out. I was in a band called All Sports Band. We were on Solid Gold and Bandstand. I got my 15 minutes of fame." End quote.
One day I'll settle down and be a one-woman man. But I still turn my head around to catch an apple when I can. I've got to learn some self-control. I just say yes, cause I can't say no. I guess I lost in the tunnel of love. I'll probably drown before I get enough. And all
the man behind the band's creation, Tracy Coates, not only served as their manager, but he's also the credited executive producer on the album. And there are two credited co-producers. The first is Joey Carbone. I've talked about him in the past on the show before. He was the producer and or composer that turned young American actors into Japanese pop idols, such as past Bizarre Album subjects Edward Furlong and Alyssa Milano. The other co-producer is Richie Zito. Zito is also a session musician who recorded with artists like Neil Sedaka, Poison, Art Garfunkel, Joe Cocker, Diana Ross, Elton John, Cher, and Hart. He's produced 38 charting singles throughout his career, including Cheap Trick's only ever number one hit, 1988's The Flame. Keyboardist slash race car driver Chuck Kentis is the sole writer of the album's penultimate track, I'm Hurt.
You don't care what you say to me. It's unfair all the things that you do to me. It's okay. Oh, if you wanna go. Before you do, there's one thing that you gotta know. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Real hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
The album also features a few guest musicians. First off, we have additional drums and percussion from Carlos Vega, best known for his 13 years with James Taylor. He also played on Olivia Newton-John's double platinum album Physical, and speaking of her, Vega also played on the soundtrack for Grease. And that soundtrack also featured someone else appearing on this album, Jimmy Haas. He's also sang on past Bizarre Album subjects Scott Baio and Frank Sinatra's Trilogy album. Longtime Toto singer Bobby Kimball also provides some backing vocals, as does John Joyce, a singer who's sung on sessions with Elton John, Barry Manilow, and Barbara Streisand, in addition to playing cello on Pink Floyd's The Wall. There's also backing vocals from Joe Esposito, best known for his 1984 song, You're the Best, from the Karate Kid soundtrack. The album closes with Love Struck.
Yeah.
The album never charted, and the band would break up just a year later. It only ever saw a vinyl release until 1995, when it was released on CD. The album is not currently streaming on Spotify. The album's record label, Radio Records, would also go under in 1982. But the same year they released All Sports Band's album, they also released an album by a Dutch sound-alike studio group that made disco medleys out of Beatles and other classic rock songs. Stars on 45's long play album. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.